From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The proposed U.S. Defense Secretary talks about Russia. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's choice to lead the Department of Defense testifying and continues to testify at a Senate confirmation hearing, while the same committee will consider legislation necessary to make him eligible for the job. Retired General James Mattis testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee. It is expected to give him approval. Mattis was asked how he would deal with Russia in light of that nation's incursions in Eastern Europe and alleged cyber hacking.
Since Yalta, we have a long list of times that we've tried to engage positively with Russia. We have a relatively short list of successes in that regard. And I think right now the most important thing is that we recognize the reality of what we deal with Mr. Putin, and we recognize that he is trying to break the North Atlantic Alliance, and that we take the steps, the integrated steps, diplomatic, economic, military, and the alliance steps, the working with our allies to defend ourselves where we must.
Mattis would become the first career military member to lead the Pentagon in more than 50 years. He retired from the U.S. Marine Corps in 2013 after serving as the head of U.S. Central Command and leading forces during the war in Afghanistan and two wars in Iraq. A law bars military officers from becoming defense secretary until they've been retired for 7 years, so Congress will have to pass an exception for Mattis. Senate Armed Services Committee was scheduled to discuss that exception immediately after the confirmation hearing. Also taking place today, Senate Committee confirmation hearings on Donald Trump's nominees for those who would like to lead the CIA and the Department of Housing and Urban Development. VOA News. Mexico's President Enrique Peña Nieto said Wednesday he wants good relations with the incoming Trump administration, but again said Mexico is not paying for a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border.
Impulsaremos una negociación abierta y completa.
The Mexican president said we will encourage open and complete negotiation. All of the issues that define our bilateral relationship are on the table, including security, migration, and trade. We will never accept anything against our dignity as a country, nor our dignity as Mexicans. President-elect Trump has promised to force Mexico to pay for the wall aimed at curbing illegal immigration into the United States. Trump has also threatened to impose huge tariffs on companies that move to Mexico and then try to sell their goods in the United States. The first contingent of U.S. soldiers arrived in Poland from Germany today. The deployment was ordered by the Obama administration in 2014 as a response to Russian aggression in Ukraine, prompting deployment and it has brought about a strong reaction from Moscow. More from VOA's Jeff Custer in Washington.
The U.S. soldiers, part of the Armored Brigade combat team, crossed the Polish border Thursday and headed for their base in Zagan. At a welcome ceremony, U.S. Brigade Commander Christopher Norris said the soldiers will begin displaying their capabilities immediately.
Within the next few days, our soldiers will be showcasing their lethal abilities as they begin to train on nearby gun ranges. To arrive at this point so swiftly is proof that when we work as a team, not only within the ranks of our tireless U.S. Army, but also as allied nations, a team of teams, no challenge is too large to overcome, no distance is too far to cross when the need arises.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov Thursday called the operation a threat to Russia's interests and security. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The former U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said Thursday he will announce soon whether he will run for South Korea's presidency as he returned home and strongly hinted at his political ambitions before hundreds of cheering supporters. Ban's return will likely heat up local politics as he's considered the only major conservative contender in a possible early election to replace impeached President Park Geun-hye. Dozens of lawmakers have already bolted from Park's conservative ruling party and want to align with Ban, while the main liberal opposition party is escalating its political offenses against him. Find out more about this, all of our stories, and more at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.